今天呢，我们继续的来讲这个，就是说怎么样来跟随圣灵啊，就是来做一个得胜者。
So today we gonna continue to talk about how to follow a Holy Spirit and to become a conqueror.
啊，跟随圣灵，当我们按照圣灵给我们的圣灵的话来去做的时候呢，这就是服事了。
So when we follow the voice of the Holy Spirit, it's also part of a service to the Lord.
那当我们这样去摆上服事的时候呢，神就和我们同在。
So when we dedicate ourselves to the Lord and God will use us.
神必然会来祝福我们，这是第一点。神必然会来祝福我们。
So the first of all, God is definitely going to bless you.
而且第二点呢，我们所做的东西呢，必然会有果效。
Second is that everything that you do, you will see the results.
但是我要强调一点，这种果效不是立刻可以看出来。
I need to emphasize that you may not see immediate results right away.
因为我们做的是大的投资、大的生意，所以不是立刻见果效。
Because we are doing a huge investment, and with a huge turnaround, so that's why you might not see immediate results right away.
所以，当你没有立刻见到果效的时候，不要失望，但是终究会见到很大的果效。
So if you do not see any results right away, please do not be let down by that. In the end, you will see your reward.
所以今天我们再次从圣经里面来学习，就是说怎么样来跟随神的声音，跟随他，来得胜，做一个得胜者。
So once again, we're gonna continue to learn how to follow His voice and become an overcomer.
今天我们来读这个士师记第四章。
So we will turn to Judges chapter 4.
是另外一段故事。
It's another story in the Bible.
在这段短短的故事里面呢，讲很多神怎么样带领人，人怎么样跟随神的这个一些非常重要的一些原则在里面。
Even though the story is short, but it has a lot of principles in how the Lord is leading people and how people respond to the Lord.
那士师记的年代呢，大概就是公元前1380年以后到1350年，这个阶段。就说是1300多年，就是中国的商朝时代。
So, the reign of judges is 1300 BC to 1500 BC. So around the Song Dynasty in China.
中国的这个朝代表呢，就是夏商周啊，夏朝、商朝完了以后是周朝，周朝下来就是春秋战国，那是孔子的时代。孔子在春秋战国时代。
So for the Chinese history, you will know that the Xia Dynasty, and then we will have the Song Dynasty and the Zhou Dynasty, and after that, you have the war time between Chunqiu, Spring and Autumn Dynasty.
That's the Confucius time. That's Chunqiu is 孔子的时代。
Yeah.So Chunqiu is during the Confucian's generation.
所以士师记的时代是非常早的时代。
So the Judges is a very early period in the history.
但是呢，我们中国人在那个时代啊，很多世界上对这些事情一无所知。
So during that time, the Chinese has no idea what is happening.
因为这是神跟他所拣选的以色列人的一个互动。
So it's an interaction between God and the people that he has chosen, the Jews.
但是你从读这些故事的时候，你就发现很特别。这些故事呢，跟我们今天的生活非常非常的近。
So it's very special that when you read these stories, you will see that how you will find very, very close relations even if you live in today.
你如果读有一些历史书，有一些的时候，你发现他们离我们非常的远。但是呢，读这个圣经的时候，你发现它和我们非常的近。
So if you read a lot of the other histories, you will find those histories seem so far away from our modern times. But when you read the Bible, you will find a lot of things that are so similar, even to the present times.
那所以我们就来读这个士师记第四章，我们看神要向我们讲什么话。
Let's turn to Judges chapter 4 and see what God is going to tell us today.
那我读中文，有英文的就来自己读英文。
So, Pastor Bing is going to read in Chinese. If you read in English, you can read it on your own.
以弗死后，以色列人又行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，耶和华就把他们赋予在夏所作王的迦南王叶宾手中。他的监军是西西拉，住在外邦人的夏罗舍。叶宾王有铁车900辆，他大大欺压以色列人20年。以色列人就呼求耶和华。有一位女先知名叫狄波拉，是拉比多的妻，当时做以色列的士师。她住在以法莲山地拉玛和伯特利中间，在狄波拉的棕树下，以色列人都上她那里去听判断。她打发人从拿弗他里的基底斯见亚比挪恩的儿子巴拉招了来，对他说：“耶和华以色列的神吩咐你说，你率领1万拿弗他利和西布隆人上塔伯上去，我必使叶宾的监军西西拉率领他的车辆和全军往基顺河到你那里去，我必将他交在你的手中。”巴拉说：“你若同我去，我就去；你若不同我去，我就不去。”对巴拉说：“我必与你同去。”这是你在所行的路上得不着荣耀，因为耶和华要将西西拉交在一个妇人手里。于是狄波拉起来与巴拉一同往基底斯去了。巴拉就招聚西布隆人和拿弗他里人到基底斯，跟他上去的有1万人，狄波拉也同他上去。摩西约夫和巴的后裔基尼人希伯曾离开基尼族。到靠近基底斯撒那营的橡树旁支搭帐篷，有人告诉西西拉说，亚比挪安的儿子巴拉已经上塔伯山了。西西拉就聚集所有的铁车900辆和跟随他的全军，从外邦人的下罗舍出来，到了基顺河。提巴拉对巴拉说：“你起来，今日就是耶和华见西西拉交在你手的日子，耶和华岂不在你前头行吗？”于是巴拉下了塔伯山，跟随他有1万人。耶和华使西西拉和他一切车辆全军溃乱，在巴拉面前被盗杀败。西西拉下车步行逃跑，巴拉追赶车辆军队，直到外邦人的下罗舍。西西拉的全军都倒在刀下，没有留下一个人，只有西西拉步行逃跑，到了基尼人希伯之妻雅以的帐篷。因为夏所王叶宾与基尼人希伯家和好，亚以出来迎接西西拉，对他说：“请我主进来，不要惧怕。”西西拉就进了他的帐篷，亚以用被将他遮盖。西西拉对亚以说：“我渴了，求你给我一点水喝。”亚以就打开皮带给他奶子喝，仍旧把他遮盖。西西拉又对亚以说：“请你站在帐篷口。”门口，若有人来问你说有人在这里没有，你就说没有。西西拉疲乏沉睡，希伯的妻雅以取了帐篷的橛子，手里拿着锤子，轻悄悄地走到他旁边，见橛子从他鬓边钉进去，钉入地里，西西拉就死了。巴拉追赶西西拉的时候，雅以出来迎接他说：“来吧，我见你所寻找的人给你看。”他就进入帐篷，看见西西拉已经死了，倒在地上。橛子横在他饼中，这样生事，迦南王叶宾被以色列人制服了。从此，以色列的手越发有力，胜了迦南王叶宾，直到将他灭绝。像咱们读了这一章呢，就不知道你的感受如何，你的重点在哪里？你看到的重点在哪里？可能个人都有不同。
So after you read this chapter, so what do you think about it? What do you think are the most important parts of the story?
我第一次读这段圣经的时候，我就发现这个亚以这个女人呢特别残忍， 把那个简君呢骗去以后呢，就把橘子钉在他的头里面。我觉得这是我第一次读的时候我的感受。
So the first time I read the story, I felt that the lady Gerald, she was so cruel. She actually nailed the head of the commander Sisera's head into the ground. So that was what I felt when I first when I read it the first time.
那我想今天好多人读的时候也会有这样的感受。
So I believe a lot of people when they read it for the first time, they may feel the same way.
那今天我们读到这些东西，流血啊这些事情啊，就是说，其实我们感受很不好，这是正常。
So, if you feel uncomfortable about reading like things like that, like about blood and cuttings, you may not feel well, but it's normal.
但是呢，大家要非常清楚的知道，这个世界自从亚当夏娃以来呢，它就是一个流血和死亡的世界。
But you have to know, after Adam and Eve, this world has become a world that is full of killing and blood. It's a
那我
reality.
们今天处在我们在加拿大，在一个和平的国度里面，处在一个和平的时代。但是呢，其实我们周边好多国家里面有好多惨无人道的事情在发生。
So, even though we live in Canada, a peaceful country and in a peaceful generation, but there are nations around us are still living in violence and war.
所以今天我们在加拿大呢，对这种流血这种事情啊，有我们一个非常肤浅的一种感受。
So in Canada, the place that we live in, we have very shallow understanding about shedding blood.
所以对罪也有非常肤浅的一种理解。
And we also have very shallow understanding about sin.
所以，好多的教会对耶稣钉在十字架上流血这件事情，他们已经不知道怎么去理解。
So that's why a lot of church stop knowing how to understand the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ has crucified on the cross and shed his blood for us.
我们今天不知道就是怎么样来讲耶稣在十字架上流血。
And today we find it hard to explain that the Lord has shed his blood on the cross.
那耶稣为什么要流血？
So why Jesus had to shed his blood?
因为今天我们真的要来重新再次跟神有一个很清楚的一个对接。
So today we need to clearly to have this alignment with God like once again.
要清楚的要知道，人罪恶的代价就是死亡和流血。
We have to know clearly that the wage of sin is death and blood.
今天西方的教会妈妈们不明白这一点，忘记这一点，或者在逃避这一点。但是我们的，你看。
Now the Western Church has stopped knowing about this and start to going sideways. But we have to, please.
我们必须要知道，耶稣是担当我们的罪，他必须要流血，我们才不至于流血。
So we have to know that the Lord has to shed His blood to carry our sins, so that we don't have to go through that ourselves.
没有流血，罪不能解决，罪的问题不能解决。
If he did not shed his blood, the problem of sin cannot be solved.
也就是说，地狱的问题是不能解决，没有流血。
Without blood, the problem of hell cannot be solved.
那地狱是非常真实的。
And hell is a reality, is a true place.
神要解决地狱的问题，必须要差派他的儿子来为我们流血。
So God needs to fix this problem, and He has to sacrifice His Son for us.
因为罪的代价就是要流血死亡。
Because the wage of sin is death.
所以在旧约里面看到神让很多的流血的事情发生，那并不是因为神不公正、神没有怜悯，而是因为罪的代价必须是死亡。
So in the Old Testament, you will read a lot of things about killing, about blood. So it's not because God is unrighteousness, but because the wage of sin is death and blood.
那今天我们，成为基督徒最主要为什么要感恩？因为耶稣替我们流血。
So as a Christian, we have to show our gratitude because the Lord has shed his blood for us.
今天我们不在这方面多讲，我们今天的一个主题，在另一方面。
So I'm not going to go further on this. Our main topic is on a different side.
所以当你看到这些流血的时候呢，你要知道，就是我们要从神的眼光去看这些问题。
So when you read things about killings and blood, you have to see it from God's perspective.
所以大家在这方面再次要提醒大家，在十字架的认识方面要认识的越来越深。
So I just want to remind you to have a higher understanding about the blood and the cross.
所以为什么我们要服侍主？为什么我们要全心全人的来奉献出来要服侍主？是因为神对我们付上的代价是很大。
So that's why we need to give our whole self to the Lord for his service because he has sacrificed too much for us.
那今天呢，我们要看就说这个，当圣灵带领我们的时候，怎么样做成神合神心意的工作
？So today we're gonna look at how when the Holy Spirit is leading us, how we should respond so that we can be like fulfill God's heart.
那这里我先讲点背景。
So I want to talk a little bit on the background.
那这个背景你发现呢，就是。这个当时的这个叶宾王啊，其实是迦南的一个王呢，就他欺压了以色列人有20年。
So here it says, the king of Canaan, Jabin, has been reigned in the Israelites for 20 years.
那以色列人为什么受欺压呢？第一句讲得很清楚，以色列人又行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。耶和华就把他们交在夏所王、迦南王叶宾的手中。
So how come the Israelites once again fell into the enemy's hand? In the first verse, you will see clearly because the Israelites once again did evil in the eyes of the Lord. That's why what happened later.
但是你要知道，20年的时间呢，叶宾王欺压他们，大大的欺压他们。这是一个不短的时间，20年。
But you have to see he has oppressed the Israelites for a long period of time, just 20 years.
你这个叶宾王呢，有铁车900辆，那是什么概念
？So, the king of Jabin has 900 iron chariots. Do you understand what it means?
铁车900辆，你如果摆在这个摆在这个温哥华的机场。你知道怎么摆法
？Just imagine 900 chariots, iron chariots laid out in the Vancouver airport.
那是不得了的一个阵势呀。
So you have to understand that it's a very big, significant amount of chariots.
你要知道那个时候的这个讲一点科学技术的背景，就是说这个。腓力斯人呢，他们处在铁器时代，以色列人呢在铜器时代。
So I want to talk a little bit on the technology history on this. So during that time, the Philistines are on the bronze 铜器吗
？Iron.
Yeah.
Israelites in the bronze.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
那。铁和铜的区别在什么地方呢？今天大家都有一点概念的话，那铜是很软，铁是很硬的。
So if you have a simple understanding about iron and bronze, you will know that iron is a lot harder than bronze.
那铜呢，就是说其实这个完全的铜呢，就是copper， 它是很软的，但是呢，经过加一些锡啊这些东西呢。变得比较硬，就成了这个青铜啊，黄铜，对，就变硬一点。但是比起铁来呢，还是要软的很多。
So the pure bronze is copper, and if you add a little bit of zinc, it may be a bit more harder, but still is compared to iron, it's not that strong.
那大家可能听说一些古代的一些故事啊，这个电影里面见着有的让这个宝剑啊，削铁如泥呀、啊。 就是这个剑呢，非常的锋利。那看到铁的话呢，铁就像泥一样，它的那个宝剑有多么的锋利。
So if you read about like history novels, you will sometimes they will say, okay, this man's sword is so sharp, it can cut iron, coppers, I mean, sorry, iron's like cutting a mud.
那事实上呢，铁器啊，血铜器呢，就是血铜铸铝。
So indeed, that when iron sword, if you try to chop bronze with iron sword, it will be very similar like that. It will be as if they are chopping mud.
那就是说，那当时的这个以色列人呢，用的大部分是铜的东西，那腓力斯人呢，用的是铁的东西。
So the Israelites back then, they were using bronze, and the Philistines, they were using irons.
你在以后在读《士师记》啊，《列王记》上下的时候呢，你发现常常讲到铁和铜啊，腓力斯人，就是不让他们去，以色列人拥有铁器，就是磨铁器的时候呢，要下到这个腓力斯那边去，去磨，如果是以色列人夺到一些铁器呢，就高兴得不得了。
So if you read about the judges and also the first king and second king, you will read a lot of things on this about how the Philistine will stop the Israelites using iron, and the Israelites, if they get iron, they have to go to the Philistine in order to sharpen it, and if they get iron, they will get so happy because they only have bronze.
那所以就是说，大家要知道这样一个时代背景呢，就是，当时这个腓力斯人呢，他们炼铁的技术呢，是给以色列人是保密的，不告诉他们。
So you need to know about this history. Back then, the Philistine, the way that they make iron, they kept it as a secret from the Israelites.
所以你想想这个地方呢，叶宾王呢有铁车900辆，以色列人看了这铁车是什么感受？
Just imagine here, it says he has 900 iron chariots. What do you think the Israelites thought about that?
所以这里讲呢，以色列人就呼求耶和华。第三节，
And verse 3, it says the Israelites were crying out to the Lord for help.
其实这个呼求是非常重要的。当我们受压迫的时候，你要懂得呼求神。
So, you have to know that it's very important to cry to the Lord when you are under oppression.
那每一次以色列人被压制呼求神的时候呢，神就兴起人来拯救他们。
So every time they cry out to the Lord will rise up someone to rescue them.
那这个时候呢，他就兴起了狄波拉，还有这个巴拉，这个建军。
So now he rise up, Deborah and Barak.
那这个狄波拉这个女先知呢，就说她是一个人的妻子，她是以法莲人，但是呢，好多的人，以色列的人都到她那边去呢，来听她判断，因为神通过她来讲话。
So Deborah, she is a prophetess and also a wife of someone else, but then back then the Israelites came to her to have their dispute decided.
这个以法莲的这个三地拉玛和伯特利呢，这个地方常常出先知，撒母耳也住在那个地方，就是很可能是一个风水宝地，就是出先知的地方。
So this place between Rama and Bethel, there are many prophets came out of this place. Probably is a good feng shui place for prophets.
那其中一个原因呢，就是说。我不知道成立不成立啊，这是我的猜想。因为有时候神不写。伯特利这个地方呢非常特别，是因为最早雅各就是以色列的先祖和神立约的地方，说神向他显现，他跟神立约，但是他就说我要回去要给你十分之一奉献给你，所以神就应许看过他，那是神向他显现的地方。
So I believe, but it's just my belief, right? But it's not confirmed yet. So the place in Bethel is also the place where Jacob made a vow to the Lord. So he said that, okay, if you keep me safe, then I'm gonna bring like tenth of my earnings back to you. So that's the place where Jacob made a vow to the Lord.
雅各呢，从他的岳父拉班那里回到老家的时候呢，后来就在伯特利再次的建祭坛，来敬拜神。
So after Jacob has returned from his father-in-law Laban, and he came back to the land, he again in Bethel he built an altar for the Lord.
后来呢，发生在这个以色列国里面，特别先知以利亚、以利沙的一些事情呢，跟伯特利非常非常有关系。这个地方是一个圣地。
And also during the time of Elijah and Elijah, there are also things happen in the place in Bethel. So it's a holy place.
所以这个地方呢，就是好多时候会让人联想到神的这个作为。
So this place has reminded people about God's mighty works.
那我相信呢，不是这个地方有多么的神圣，而是它这个地方呢，让人会联想到神的很多的作为，人容易亲近神。当人想到神的时候，就会亲近神。
So I don't think there's anything special about this place other than that this place kind of remind people about God's mighty works. So when people relate to the to think about God's mighty work, they usually get closer to the Lord.
就像我们今天在星期天来敬拜一样，不是说星期天有多么的特别，在教会有多么的特别，或者牧师讲的。但是有时候因着这些缘故呢，我们的就我们的心思意念会集中在神的身上，我们的信心会增加。
Just like as we gather today on Sundays, it's nothing special about Sundays, but because we coming together to worship the Lord, and it makes the Sunday special.
所以呢，就是这个狄波拉呢，就出自于这个在这个以法莲的上帝拉玛和伯特利这个地方。
So Deborah came out of this place between Ramah and Basil.
这个女人呢，非常的特别。其实她非常受以色列人的尊敬，在第五章讲到呢，她称她是以色列人的母亲。
So this woman is a very special woman, and she was highly respected by the Israelites. And in chapter 5, it says people call her the mother of Israel.
她的丈夫不知道怎么样啊，只是这里提过一下，就是她的丈夫叫做拉比多，没有人知道她丈夫。
So we don't know much about her husband. You only mentioned that her husband is Lebedoth. So we don't know much about her husband.
但是这里面呢，讲到就是说这里特别讲到呢，她跟这个神的互动和这个。巴拉这个监军的一个互动，这个领袖的一个互动。
But here it mentioned about the interaction between Deborah and God, and also between Deborah and Barak, the commander.
你知道这个神呢，他要拣选男人女人啊，拣选谁做先知呢？你会看到神，我们的这个神呢，他不是一个重男轻女的神，他现在就拣选狄波拉来做先知。
So if you see about God's choices, you will see that our God do not like put more like importance on the man, the male, other than the female. Here he chose Deborah as the prophetess.
当然，他拣选一个人的时候呢，有他的拣选，也有人的回应的部分。他可能找不到，别的地方找人找来找去呢，他找到这个狄波拉呢，愿意亲近他，愿意呼求他的名，愿意敬拜，找着了。
So, but also, it really depends on God's choice on the man and also the man's response to the Lord. So maybe the Lord actually went somewhere else to look for a prophet but could not find any. But Deborah, was there able to cry out to the Lord and was able to respond to the Lord. That's why she was the chosen one.
你知道，神很多时候想用人，那找不到人，他就找来找去，总得找一个人吧。那有时候他对神来说，男人、女人，什么人，他都能用。
So, you know, when the Lord needs to find someone, he will go find it and find someone who can respond. So to him, it doesn't really matter if you're a woman, a man, or a child, doesn't really
但
matter
是
to
有
him.
一个条件非常的，这个人他愿意回应，不回应的话，神不会强迫，你也没法为神做工。
But one thing is crucial is that you have to be able to respond to the Lord. If you do not respond to the Lord, this useless for the Lord
那
to.
你也没法接受神的祝福，
And the same way that you cannot receive his blessings.
就像在创世纪里面讲到这个赛特，那时候。亚当的第三个孩子生下来的时候呢，赛特那一支的人呢就开始呼求神的名，他们一呼求神的名呢，他那一支就受神的祝福。
That's why in Genesis, when you read about the third son from Adam, Seth, the Seth they cry out to the Lord, and that's why they were blessed.
那后来你就发现挪亚呢？还有以诺这个没有死的人啊，与神同行，被神借去，出自于那一支。后来的挪亚就是保存了人类在大洪水里，也是出自于那一支，就是被神大大的使用。
So that's why Noah and also Enoch are coming out from Seth, and Enoch are the person was the person that kept the generation during the flood.
所以这个狄波拉呢，就是被神所用，被神选中的。他就做他的先知，而且他做的很忠心。
So Deborah is a prophetess that was chosen, and she was dedicated to the Lord.
这里讲到呢，以色列人都上他那里去听判断，也就是说，以色列人真的信得过他。
It says all the Israelites came to her to have the disputes decided. So meaning that the Israelites trust her.
就是神也信得过他。
And God trusted her as well.
所以这个时候呢，时候到了，神就通过他来讲话，要来拯救以色列人，因为以色列人呼求神好多年，他就这时候就拣选代表呢开始讲话了，要找这个亚比诺安的儿子巴拉来，让他要带领以色列人，要来打仗。
So when the time comes, the Lord spoke through Deborah. So Deborah sent for Barak to become the commander.
那这里他直接就讲怎么呢？送派人去给他讲，耶和华以色列的人吩咐你说，你率领一万拿弗他利人和西布伦人上塔伯山去，我必使夜兵的将军西西拉率领他的车辆和全军往基顺河到你那里去，我必将他交在你的手中。他就讲了这么一些话。
And so she just said this directly to Barak. It says here, the Lord your God of Israel commands you, go take you 10,000 men of Naphtali and Zebulun and lead the way to the Mount Tabor. I will lure Sisera, the commander of Jabin's army, and his chariots and his troops to the Kishon River and give him into your hands.
你看这个巴拉呢，他没有怀疑这个迪巴拉讲的话，他就说好啊。但我不一点也不知道这个巴拉的背景是什么，他是一个军人呢，是一个富人呢，还是一个领袖呢？一点都没讲，就是说神说要他去带领这个伊万、拿弗他利人和西布伦人呢，就哒哒哒哒，就说神要把这个西西拉。叶兵的这个将军西西拉和他的车辆和全军全部交在他的手里。
So when Barak knew about this, he did not doubt. Did not doubt what she said. There is no background on Barak. We do not know whether he was a warrior, he was a rich man, or what. He didn't say much. Basically, just told her. Deborah just told him to go, and then he responded.
但是呢，他没有怀疑迪布拉的话，但是他说了一些话，非常的，令人欣慰。就是说，好多人对他这段话呢，有好多的评论。你若同我去，我就去；你若不同我去，我就不去。他说了这句话。
So even though Barak did not doubt what Deborah had told him, but he said something that was so strange. So people still, try to understand why he said that. He said, if you go with me, I'll go, but if you don't go with me, I won't go.
那这个狄波拉的回答是说：“我必与你同去，只是呢，你在所行的路上呢，得不着荣耀，因为耶和华要将西西拉交在一个妇人的手里。
And Deborah said, okay, I will go with you, but because of the way you are going about this, the honor will not be yours, for the Lord will hand Sisera over to a woman.
”那今天呢，我也集中讲这两段话呢，就是说，让我们认识这两个人怎么样。怎么样来合作？怎么样来回应神，以至于大大的打胜仗。
So I wanna talk about this, their conversations, how they interact with each others, and how they lead the Israelites into a victory.
首先呢，这个狄波拉呢，她是一个以色列人母亲，有一个母亲的一个心，而且她听神的听得很清楚，而且她非常的谦卑，就是她说：“你去。”对吧？你去就好了。我听到神是这样，你去。啊，他就是想待在后面。他觉得她是一个女人，这里面讲的啊，不是我讲的。他说他希望这个男人呢能够得荣耀，对不对？啊，但是呢，你如果要我跟你去呢，你就得不了荣耀。他希望他去呢，带领军队就得荣耀，是这样的。
So Deborah, she is a mother of Israel. She's very humble, and she told him that you go, Barak, you go, and the victory will be yours. But she's a woman. She'd rather stay behind. If she go with him, the honor will not be for Barak, but for another woman.
那我觉得这个狄波拉呢，在这个地方呢，他真的非常有个合一的心，有一个谦卑的心呢。因着这样呢，这样他纵容这样一个男人，希望这个男人去得荣耀，对不对？那反过来呢，巴拉更加的信任他。
So here I felt that Deborah, she has a heart of a unity, but she rather have the man to get the honor. So she was wishing the man to get the honor, but 这个翻译是对的吗？
那今天其实我们在家庭里面，我们在教会里面，我们在工作的场所，有好多的东西可以向他们来学习，啊，学习就是说，你看这个狄波拉其实是神拣选了他，但是呢，他很谦卑的把这样一个尊荣呢归给这样一个这个西西拉，对不对？说你去，对不对？你去，你是将来是以色列的领袖，对不对？你要有权威。要有权柄，别人都要听你的，这个很重要。我就不去了，对不对？我就在后面为你祷告就可以了。
So we have to learn a lot from Deborah nowadays in our family, our workplace. Here is Deborah will rather give the glory to the man. He said, "Okay, you go, lead the Israelites, and you will receive your reward. You will just get the reward. You will win the victories and get the reward."
你会得到大家的尊重，对不对？这个荣耀就是大家尊重你、听你的，对吧？
And you'll get the respect, and people will listen to you.
他就希望这个领袖呢，就是一个领袖，对不对？
He's wishing the leaders be a leader.
就是他的这个心呢，是要造就一个领袖。
So her heart is to build up a leader, and yeah.
那今天我们在公司里面，或者我们做雇员的，能不能造就一个领袖？我们家里面的，这个能不能造就一个女人啊？造就男人，这个非常重要。
So in your workplace, can you be a person who can build up your leader, or maybe wives in the household, can you be the one to build up your husband?
所以，狄波拉这个时候，这里面呢，是一个非常好的一个榜样。
So Deborah has set a very good example here.
你想想，我相信她在家里面也非常的尊重她的先生，虽然她的先生没有名气啊。您想想，以色列人都到她那里听判断，可能常常排队呀、我不知道了，到她家门口就敲门，就说这个，我们来，你为我祷告怎么样？我今天是什么坏事情发生了？无缘无尽的又跑来，就让狄波拉给他们祷告。
Deborah is probably highly respected among the Israelites. So I don't know about her husband. It doesn't say much about her husband, but I believe she must respect her husband. It says here, like I imagine the Israelites were light out in her door and asking her to pray over them, and you know, have their disputed disputes cleared by her.
你想想，如果她的丈夫不支持她的话，她的这个服侍怎么能进行下去呢？
Just imagine if her husband did not provide support to Deborah, how could Deborah serve to the Israels?
那这里我就插一个故事，就说服侍人的时候啊，那家人有时候是不容易的。我要讲一个故事。
So here I want to share about like when you serve the others is actually quite hard for your family. So I want to share one of the stories.
我曾经跟一个印度人的一个师母聊天印度的一个牧师的师母聊天他就讲很多的故事，非常有趣的故事，关于他的家人
So one time I was having a conversation with a pastor's wife. From India, so it's an Indian pastor's wife. She shared some of her stories, which was very interesting.
因为她先生是牧师呢，这个印度的这个教会的弟兄姐妹就来就找他祷告啊，这个服侍啊，来。他印度人呢有一个习惯，就是说来了以后呢，他们对时间是没有概念。印度人对时间是没有概念，你祷告完了，他就留下吃饭了。自动的就留下吃饭了
So because her husband is a pastor, so a lot of times people will come over to her house and ask her husband to pray over them. And you know, these things about Indians is that they have like they don't really have the concept of time. So they usually after they've been prayed over, they will stay and have a meal with them.
你知道这个印度人没有时间概念的是大家是共知的，就他们的历史书上啊也不搞不清楚年代的。你像中国的这个年代还记载的非常清楚，希腊呀，印度的人年代搞不清楚的，相差几千年没问题的。
So they do not really have a concept of time. It can be shown clearly in their history books because if you read their history, they don't really show you about their time period. You know, if you read like Greek history or the Chinese history, it clearly tell you between this year and that year, right? But if you read the Indian history, it's very hard to tell like what year it is.
所以他说这些人来了呢，就聊啊聊啊 ，fellowship 啊，完了以后呢，这师母就做饭吃。他说基本上每一天都做20个人的饭吃。
So this people will come over to her house and you know like pray and then have a meal and fellowship and so basically every day she's cooking like up to 20 people's meals every day on a daily basis.
那完了以后呢，就是他有个儿子呢，就是比较小，就非常的生气，这些人老带到他家里面，就是说他这个儿子就非常生气。
So they have a son, the youngest son, he gets quite frustrated.
那他知道他爸爸有一个习惯，但这些人走的时候呢，他爸爸就为他们祷告。
So they know he knows that there's a habit of his father. So before they leave, the father will pray over the guests.
所以当他不耐烦的时候，他就告诉他爸爸，爸爸为他们祷告，就是送他们走。
So when he gets frustrated, he will just tell his father, "Okay, father, go pray over them."
因为他知道，这个他们走的时候，爸爸就是祷告。爸爸祷告的时候，就是他们走的时候，就是他就是爸爸为他们祷告。
because he knows that when they get prayed, and it's time for them to leave, so he will insist his father to pray over the guests so that guests can leave.
Anyway, 你想想这里狄波拉对不对？天天人家到他的门口来去求判断，那又是个女人。他的男人会怎么想
？So just imagine Deborah here, like people were coming to her house, like you know, like day after day to ask her for her to help her on their like disputes. Just imagine what her husband thinks.
所以我相信，他这样去纵容巴拉，是因为他在家里面已经学会这样的功课，他懂得怎么样去纵容一个和他在一起的人，纵容她的丈夫，纵容男人呢，她以至于真正有遮盖，有权柄。
So I believe here, she knows, Deborah knows how to honor her husband. That's why she was able to honor, Barak.
当你真正来尊重这些人的时候呢，周围家里的人啊，重要的人，那最后你真正，你就可以平安的来，都是平安的来服侍，而且有权柄。
And so when you truly learn how to honor other people, then you will be able to know how to truly follow the Lord.
那这是在这个迪巴拉这个女先知的这一方面，我们再讲讲这个巴拉这个男的领袖，他是怎么样来回应。
So that was on Deborah. Now we're gonna look at Barak, the man.
那巴拉呢？就说你若和我去，我就去；你不去就我就不去。好多人，我看一些注解圣经的人说，这个人呢，就是胆子太小，或者是犹豫不决，给他说是他是这样一个人。
So Barak said, "If you go with me, I will go. But if you don't, I won't go." So, some people think that he's timid, he's afraid, or some people think that he's undecided. You know.
但是呢，仁者见仁，智者见智。但是我认为呢，不是这样。
So you may have different interpretation to this, but I have a different interpretation.
因为巴拉呢，他非常的清楚，底巴拉是神所拣选的先知。
Because Barak knew clearly that Deborah was a chosen prophetess from the Lord.
他知道这个先知和他同行的时候呢，他会清清楚楚的神给他带领和印证，他要得胜。
And he knew that with the prophetess by his side, he will clearly get the instruction from the Lord.
不是他要不要面子，也不是他勇敢还是胆小的问题，而是他清楚的知道，他要欣赏这个狄波拉。他要认得他的恩赐，清楚的要认得和欣赏和用他的恩赐。
So it's not really about his own respect or his faith, but he knew clearly that the Lord is going to use the anointings from the Deborah to help him.
所以，好多的男人呢，因为自己爱面子呢，就是觉得哦，这个女人的话不听，最后呢，可能事情就做不成。对不对？这爱面子有什么用？做成事情才是最重要的。
So, to a lot of men, they will, because of their own faith, they will not take advice from a woman, from women. So, what is good to have your faith, but, not taking advice from other people?
你想想，如果巴拉为了他的面子，这时候不要带布拉克他去，他打了败仗会怎么样？
Just imagine that, because of Barak want to save his face, instead just go alone on the battlefield and lose the battle. So, what do you think about that?
他不仅仅是他的期望人可能要上升，而且以色列人再次要被这个迦南人欺压几十年。
So not only he will lose his thousands of warriors, but and the Israelites may be under oppression again for many, many years.
所以呢，对男人来讲呢，对领袖来讲，你的面子不重要，
So
面
to
子不重要，胜利最重要。
man, your faith counts for nothing. Only victory counts.
还有另一点，大家要清清楚楚的知道，你没有胜利呢，你的面子也没有。
One thing you have to also know is that without victory, your faith counts for nothing.
所以呢，这个就是撒旦放在人里面的谎言，就是面子啊，这个那个。其实这些东西呢，它阻碍我们真正的听见神的声音。
Well, those are the lies from the enemies. A lot of time they will tell you have to, save your face. But So these are the things that like inherit you from getting closer to the Lord.
所以你知道，就是说他非常的清楚呢。这个先知狄波拉是一个，非常，有成熟的老一辈的先知呢。这个先知跟他在一起，他知道他会非常的安全，会得胜。
So he knows that Deborah, as the elders, if she was beside him, he will have the victory.
不管他是男人还是女人。
So no matter if Deborah if he's a man or woman.
所以呢，巴兰呢就先一个，把他的自我放下，谦卑的，这可以说，他明白去用这样一个女人的恩赐的时候呢，他得胜了。
So when he knows how to use the anointing from the woman, he gained the victory.
那狄波拉呢说了一句非常清楚的话：“我和你同去，但是呢，在你所行的路上，你得不着荣耀。”
And Devas clearly said that, okay, I will go with you, but you will not have the honor.
但是你发现呢，巴拉有没有回应这句话？
And so after that, did Barak reply to this answer? Respond to this answer?
什么都没说。
He said nothing.
我想，我常常喜欢这个圣经里面有些东西，什么都没说，我就可以发挥。
I like it when like he said nothing. Like a lot of times when some, I mean the Bible didn't mention, then I could have my own imagination.
如果圣经里面什么都讲得很清楚，牧师就失业
If everything was clearly written in the Bible, then the pastors will lose their jobs.
你写耶稣都讲得很清楚了，你有什么好讲的？
If Jesus have explained everything so clearly to you, then what else can you add it on?
所以呢，他什么也没讲，他有可能心里想呢。什么荣耀不荣耀？我的头比较重要，这个头给了就很重要啊，对不对？
So he didn't say anything here, but I think he might say, okay, well, I don't care about honor. I care about my, to keep my head on my shoulder, on my neck.
什么荣耀不荣耀？我打了胜仗，让以色列人有好日子过才重要。
I don't care about honors. I want to have victory so that the Israelites can live in peace.
啊，今天我们男人啊，今天不管男人还是女人，在这一方面一定要胜过。为什么？什么荣耀面子，对不对？什么是重要的？
So here, you have like no matter you are man or woman, you have to overcome. So don't care too much about your honor.
那你想想，经着这两个人呢，都谦卑，彼此的来尊重，彼此的来欣赏啊，听一起听神的话呢。胜仗就到他们的手里。
So because these two people, they both humble themselves and listen to each other's, so victories was belong to them.
你想呢？那个腓力斯人的900辆铁车算什么？最后一个人都没剩下。西西拉将军最后生还是交在另外一个妇人的手里。
So imagine the 900 chariots, none was left. Only Barak ran on, I mean, sorry, only Sisera ran on his foot, and later on was killed by a woman.
那 anyway，为什么那个牙医这个做了个胖图，我也搞不清楚。那这个我们也不讲了。但是呢，他可能认得以色列的神啊。你知道，好多人呢，他认得那个战争里面以色列的神啊，他要跟随以色列的神。本来他们跟这个西西拉叶宾瑟和好，后来他做了胖图，就让以色列人就得胜。那圣经里面并没有说为什么。
So the Bible never mentioned anything about Jerel and why she betrayed Sisera, and maybe she recognized that the God of Israel. So Jerel, they were having good relationship with Jabin, so I don't know why she betrayed and killed Sisera.
但是有时候呢，就说神的这个当同心合意的时候呢，那个神的同在建立，好多人的心会转向神。
So if you united with someone else, then the Lord will turn his face to you.
他也会把别人的心会转向神。
And he also turned the other people's around to the Lord.
就像在约书亚记里面，当时约书亚去打耶利哥城的时候呢，妓女拉合，当时那个探子进到他家里，他说：“我知道，耶和华一进把这个城，我们的人是抵挡不了。”啊，他说：“我们根本抵挡不了，所以呢，你们进来的时候呢，不要，就是要保留我的全家。”就是他就投降了，因为他非常的清楚，就说耶和华的力量是没有人抵挡的，神的荣耀已经显现了，神已经行在前面了。所以，因着他这个信心呢，妓女拉合的全家就得救了。
So in the book of Joshua, when they were marching towards the city of not the city, yeah, the city of Ai.
不记得了，呀、
So
或者是 Jericho。
Oh, yes, Jericho. So they were in the face Jericho. So the prostitute said to the Israelites. They say, okay, I know the Lord has given our city into your hands. That's why she recognized that, and she helped the Israelites to escape and came into the city and escape.
所以他最后，他反而呢受到神的祝福，他成为这个大卫的曾祖母，就是那个祖上的一个，受了祝福。
So, because what she did, she was blessed and she became the great great grandmother of King David.
所以就是这个亚裔可能是因着这个黛博拉和这个巴拉这种同心合意的时候呢，看到以色列人这种。以少胜多啊，以弱胜强，这样一个呢，他知道生在以色列人这边。
So for Jerel, who did this, maybe because she recognized the unity between Barak and Deborah, and maybe she recognized that the Lord has given Israelites the victory because they overcome the 900 chariots.
对这个合一是多么的重要！合一的一个基础呢是谦卑，每一个人都要谦卑，放下自己。
So that's why it's so important to be in unity, and then the base of unity is to humble yourself first.
哎，这彼此的来欣赏，彼此的来尊重。
And appreciate each other and honoring each other.
啊，这个就是狄波拉和巴拉做了很好的榜样。
So Deborah and Barak has set a very good example for us.
今天我看很多的这个注解圣经的都说巴拉是一个胆小的人。
And today I read a lot of books on this, and then they all say that Barak is a man of like a very timid man.
我想巴拉今天在天上看着这些注解的话，他说：“哎呀，没关系，他们怎么说就怎么说。当时最主要的是我已经胜利了，我的头也保住了。
So I don't know what Barak might think in heaven when he sees our interpretation of him. Maybe it doesn't really matter to him because he had the victory and he also saved his head and his neck.
感谢神，当时呢。再不然说我不能得荣耀，不能得荣耀就不能得荣耀吧。哈利路
So praise the Lord that Deborah said I will not get the honor. So it doesn't really matter if I get the honor or not.
感谢神，我没有得荣耀，我的妻子孩子能够平安的生活。
So praise the Lord that I didn't get the honor, but my wife and my children can live in peace.
所以，哎呀，感谢神！不管你们后世的这些神学家怎么样写他，It's okay, I forgive you guys. 我是原谅你们。
So praise the Lord. No matter like what things that you write about me, I forgive you.
好，我们回到新约来看看，耶稣讲同样的一些原则非常重要。
Let's turn to the New Testament and see some of the principles that Jesus Christ said.
我们翻开马太福音十八章，读一下十五到二十节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 18, verse 15 to 20。
那这些经文大家可能很熟悉，但是我们读一下，我们要从今天这一个合一的角度来解释这个圣经。
So you may be quite familiar with the verses here, but we want to focus from the perspective of unity.
我来读一下英文的，你自己来读。
I will read in Chinese. If you read English, you can read on your own.
15-20节，倘若你的弟兄得罪你，就去趁着只有和他在一处的时候，指出他的错来。他若听你，你便得了你的弟兄。他若不听，你就另外再一两个人同去，要凭两三个人的口做见证，句句都可定住。若是不听他们，就告诉教会；若是不听教会，就看他像外邦人和税吏一样。我实在告诉你们，凡你们在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你们在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成全。因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，哪里就有我在他们中间。那这里呢，讲到就说，哦，你看到就说，他说有两三个人聚集的时候，同心合意聚集的时候呢，耶稣就在我们的中间，而且天上的父必要成就。
And here it says, when you two of you on earth agree about anything you ask, it will be done for you in heaven.
那在这个之前呢，讲了，我实在告诉你们，凡你们在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你们地上所释放的，天上也要释放。
And he also says, whatever you bind in earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
那在前面呢，他说什么？说你弟兄得罪你，你要做一些事情。
Before that, he said something else. He said, if someone sin against you, there will be things you can do.
那耶稣讲话的时候呢，好多人一开始读圣经都不懂。他讲的第一句、第二句好像没关系，不是没关系，有非常强的关系。这在属灵界里面发生的一种关系。
So sometimes when you read about what Jesus said, it seems that it doesn't make, you don't really know about the relationship that, but it's very important to know that there are actually spiritual rules or principles behind that.
就说你想要十八、十九节讲的在天上捆绑、地上捆绑啊，天上释放、地上这样一个效果，极大的一个效果的话呢，你想要明白怎么样跟你的弟兄和好。
So in order to achieve what 18 and 19 says, like whether to bind on earth, bind in heaven, or lose on earth and lose in heaven, or you know, like agree about everything that you ask for, and the Lord will be doing that to you, that you have to know there are premises to that.
那这个地方呢，一开始讲的是什么呢？倘若你的弟兄得罪你，你就去。趁着只有和他在一处的时候，指出他的错来，你要得着你的弟兄。
So it says that if your brother sins against you, and you have to go and show him his fault, and between the two of you, if he listen to you, you will win your brothers over.
你得着你的弟兄就是合一，得不着就没有合一。
So when you win your brother over, you will get the unity, but if not, you lose the unity.
这里讲的弟兄呢，包括我们的家人，因为原文里面这个弟兄指的就是我们的神的儿女，就是亲人啊，都用弟兄这个词啊。
So the brother here also includes your family. So in the original text, the brother means like you know your family, your brother, the children of God, you know your families.
所以男的女的都是弟兄。
So no matter you are man or women, you are brothers.
妻子先生都是弟兄。
And if your wife and husband, you are still brothers.
所以呢，这讲到一个事情，就是说，当弟兄得罪你呢，你就去，啊，要和好。为什么？因为你要后面的效果，对不对？后面祷告的效果，对不对？所以你先要和好。
So that's why it says that if you want to have the results, in 18 and 19 to have the unity, you have to first, to reconcile with your brothers.
那我相信就是说巴拉和这个戴布拉呢，就是他们的功课早已经学了，这个时候不需要做这种和好的工作，他早就和好了，那太好了。
So I believe Barak and Deborah, they already learned learn these lessons already. They already reconcile with each other. They are already in unity.
这里你看到呢，耶稣非常清楚，仇敌会攻击我们的关系，所以呢，要讲和好。
So here you have to know that the enemy always want to attack on our relationship. That's why, to be able to reconcile with your brothers is very important.
而且呢，就是你在和好的时候呢，你要懂得去尊重别人，要顾全别人的面子。
And when you reconcile with other people, that you have to know it is important to honor others and, like to save others' face.
所以呢，就说只有你和他在一处的时候来指出他的错来，不要在众人面前去说他的不是。
So that's why you have to first go, like in private to show him what he, his fault is before, tell everybody else.
你知道我们的神是一个非常仔细的神，非常爱人的，就是顾全人面子的神吗？
You know that our God is so loving that he actually cares about our face as well.
我们刚才讲的呢，人要放下面子。其实圣经里面也要说，人要放下面子。那这里又要神要顾全你的面子，会不会有矛盾呢？
And early on, we say we should not care about our face, and here I say that God actually care about our face. Do you think that kind of contradict with each other?
这一点也不矛盾。你要顾全别人的面子，你要放下自己的面子，很简
It doesn't contradict with anything. You have to lay down with your own face, but at the same time, you try to protect other people's face.
这是爱的一种表现。你不要去要求说别人放下他的面子，你要顾全他的面子，但是你自己要放下自己的面子。这两个都是为了得胜。
So it doesn't really contradict with each other. So it's like you have to lay down your own face and like protect other people's face. So both of them, you need to have victories on that.
所以这是圣经里面的一些原则，你稍微差一点点，就差之毫厘，失之千里。你要知道怎么去用，有些是用在自己身上，有些是用在别人身上。
So these are the spiritual principles that we have to know. Like we sometimes you have to apply it on your own and also, apply on other people as well.
那不管怎么讲呢，就是我们要懂得去和好，懂得去尊重别人，懂得去怎么样来。遮盖别人的过防，但是要指出爱心说诚实话来解决问题。所以在第一节就讲了这样一个，去让他知道他的错，但是呢，你遮盖他，不是去让他变成一个坏人、仇人，对不对？揭露他的丑，比对不揭人的短。
So, that's why we need to recognize the spiritual, principles. So we don't, tell other people's faults by exposing them. But in love, we'll cover each other's sin and we honor each other. And that's what is in here. It says we have to, go in a private settings to tell what happens with your brother to if he has any fault against you.
接着下面呢，就有这种，下面还有另外一些经文，我们今天不讲。就是说，那种得胜下来以后呢，你看到就是天上捆绑，地上捆绑，天上释放，地上释放，两个人同心合意，天父必要成全。
So when you reconcile with each other, and then you will see the results as it is written in here, it says what you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and what if you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
所以今天我们从这个底波拉和巴拉的这个故事里面呢，看到就说，谦卑合意呢，代价得胜。
So from the story of Barak and Deborah, we know that from humbling and in humbleness and in unity, you will bring down victories.
我们今天要不要得胜？
So do you want to have the victory?
我们家里要不要得胜？
Do you want to have a victory in your household?
我们的经济上要不要得胜？
Do you want to have victory over your finance?
我们的教会要不要得胜？
Do you want to have victory in our church?
我们在这个社会上传福音要不要得胜？
So when we preach to other people, we evangelize, do you want to have victory?
那你要面子还是要胜利？
Do you care about faith or your own victory?
好，今天呢，我们学习一个，就我们给别人面子，自己放下自己的面子。
So this is the lesson we're going to learn today. We give other people their faith, but we're willing to sacrifice our own faith.
Hallelujah, 我们一起来祷告。
Hallelujah, let us pray.
主啊，是的，我们谢谢你，从今天的这个圣经里面看到，在几千年前，主啊，是的，主，你就把这样的故事写在这里。
Lord, we thank you that you have written this kind of stories thousands of years ago for us to learn.
就是在合一里面带下权柄，
That is to have the authority and the unity,
带下得胜。
and bring down the victories.
合一的前面是我们要自己要来自卑，完了以后那个来这个纵容和欣赏别人。
So before the unity is that we have to humble ourselves and honor each other.
所以主啊，是的，主，我们感谢你。因为你这些话都是在教导我们怎么样成为得胜者。
Lord, we thank you that all these words are teaching us how to become overcomers.
我们在方式上都要成为得胜者。
So that in everything that we do, we'll become overcomers.
我们不上仇敌的当。
And we will not fall into the traps of our enemy.
主啊，我们感谢你，赞美。
Lord, we praise you, we thank you.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.